Today's episode of the Just Keep Swimming podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service offering over 10,000 books and the ability to listen to your favorite podcasts, including the Just Keep Swimming podcast. I personally use Audible all the time and suggest you take a listen to Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. In this book, Mr. Maxwell shares his story on how he was able to live a noble and purposeful life and gives you tips and tricks so you can do the same. So please start your 30-day free trial now at www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast, all lowercase. Again, that is www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast. And if you have any more questions or concerns for the Just Keep Swimming podcast, you're always welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or at Instagram at JustKeepSwimming_podcast, or you can email us at JKSpodcast702@gmail.com. And with that out the way, let's dive into it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming podcast. This is your friend, your boy, your host, Mr. Adrian Jackson, and we're back at it again with another great episode for you. And you already know who's with me, the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr. 1-3, dropping hot beats for the city. Like he said, he came up with the concept for his new project coming up soon, so please make sure to be on the lookout for that. But with all that being said, it's time for another message to the listener for you guys. And for this week's message, something kind of came to my mind this morning / last night, and today's message is going to be get back to the basics. So, you know, I watch a lot of kung fu movies. I like a lot of, like, you know, the Asian kung fu movies. And something that they always do is, you know, the kid that believes that he's like one of the ultimate guys and he's the best in his class, whatever, he always gets beat by the master. And the master always says, you lack discipline, you lack the basics, you know, you need to get back to your basic training. And I think that right there is something that we all need to start doing back in our, you know, normal lives, because, you know, as we become older, we start to forget about the basics of what it is just to be human, the basics of what our job is, the basics of, you know, things we used to learn, you know, like, for example, I was taking a practice driving exam, you know, just because my mentee's trying to do it. So I was just taking an exam. And then as I was doing it, I was like, wow, I know how to drive. I drive all the time. I drive every day. But for some reason, I got half of the questions wrong. And it's like, for somebody who drives every day, how do I get half the questions wrong? And it's kind of letting me know that, okay, I need to get back to the basics of what driving is and see what laws that I'm breaking constantly and not knowing that I'm breaking, you know? Same thing last night. We had a family get together. We went bowling for the first time in a long time. Shout out to the Cannon family. And, you know, it was an amazing night for sure. But I did terrible in bowling, and I haven't bowled in so long. I probably haven't bowled in like a year and a half, and I look like trash. Like, I came in, my nephew beat me in bowling last night. That's how bad it was. And I'm sitting here like, what's wrong with me? And I'm starting to realize, you know, I tried to just jump in and started to bowl like I've been bowling for, you know, every month like I used to. And I'm like, I can't do that. I have to get back to the basics of what bowling is. So, you know, instead of me trying to do my curveball, I went back to, you know, the old fashioned three fingers in a finger in every hole, throw the ball left to right, point as you do it. I had to go back to my basics of bowling before my curve would start to work again, because I lost the basics, you know. And I think that's something that we truly need to do, you know, being a family member. You know, a lot of times we forget the basics of what it is to be a family member. You know, we focus so much on, you know, trying to please and trying to entertain and trying to show out. And it's like, let's go back to the basics of what it is to be a brother, a sister, a cousin. You know, what is the basics of being a son to your mother? Maybe that's just annoying her like you used to do when you were little. you know, and ask her questions to make her feel like, you know, she's still, you know, way ahead of you in life and she knows more than you, you know, like those are the basics that we need to learn to start to truly get back to. So, you know, that's one of my questions for you. What are some basics that you need to get back to? You know, for me, one of my basics that I forgot to get back to is working out. You know, I get sometimes so caught up in life and all my duties and stuff that by the time I get a chance to quote unquote relax, I truly relax and do nothing. But it's like, no, I need to get back to using my time for productivity, you know, whether that right there is just like you said, writing again, journaling again, getting back to my workouts, taking a walk, you know, just some of the basic stuff that I used to do that really makes me feel good. And I noticed that once I started doing my basics again, this weekend was so much better than last weekend where I threw all my basic stuff out the window, you know. So yes, let's get back to the, you know, our basics, our core values, the things that we used to do that we used to practice all the time, and let's start to, you know, utilize that back in our life again. You know, a lot of times, you know, you work at a company for so long that you forget some of the rules and regulations. And what do they have you do every single year? They have you quote unquote go back and read the company handbook again and re-sign off that you read it again. Why do they do that? So they can remind you of the basics, you know what I'm saying? Remind you of, you know, and understand you're in your job, you do all this stuff and you focus on this task and these goals, but you have to still remember the basics of this organization. These are our missions, these are our values, this is our goals, you know, like get back to those basics to see that one, am I lining up with my goals were? You know, because if my goal was to be here and I'm way over there, it shows that, yeah, I was moving, but I'm out of alignment with what my goal was to be. So it's like, okay, let's get back to the basics of my goal. And that was maybe to, you know, save money and help others. You know, it went from, you know, yes, I was saving money, but then I started doing flipping Bitcoin and buying this and doing that and all that stuff. And it's like, whoa, you're getting a little too distracted, bro, because the basic goal was save money for this. So let's get back to that basic. So, you know, hope all that made sense for you. And I'm going to ask you guys, what are some basics you guys need to get back to? You know, for me, like I said, walking again, getting back, being active, journaling. I need to start writing down my ideas and getting my thoughts out again. You know, my meditations, I need to start using my meditations again and learning to really practice my breath and practice my mindfulness. You know, those are some basics for me that I used to do every morning. And, you know, when this whole job loss thing happened and, you know, started lifing, I kind of lost the basics. But now it's like, okay, you're right. Let me get back to the basics. Let me get back grounded. Let me get back to my core so I can know that I'm still on my right path, or see that I'm veering off the path that I originally had because life started to distract me, you know? So, yes, with all that being said, let's get back down to the basics, you know, the basics, the cores, that's what you're always going to need. You know, all my athletes out there, you guys understand this to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you're a track star, but what do you do every day at practice? You work on your form, you work on the basics. Yes, you're a freaking, you know, all-American basketball player, but what do you do every day at practice? You work on dribbling, you work on shooting, you work on basic passes, you work on the basic stuff. Once you stop working on the basics is when you start to lose it. And it's like, you need to get back to the basics, get back to the instruction book, get back to, you know, back to the core. Shoot, if you're a gamer, maybe it's time for you to go back and redo the tutorial one more time and see what mechanics that you could be using, but you're not using because you forgot about them because you got so far off of the basics, focused on these amazing new abilities that you have. But it's like, oh, get back to the basics and it may make this new stuff that you have so much better. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you're going to learn that behind the back pass, but you know, you have to learn how to dribble with your right hand, your left hand, so you can do a behind the back pass from both hands. You feel me? So yeah. But yes, with all that being said, I hope you guys took away something from that. I hope that resonated with you. If it did, please reach out to us on the our email, jkspodcast702@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on IG, on Facebook as well. Again, make sure to give a big shout out to Mr. 1-3 for always dropping hot beats and keeping this stuff rolling always. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you guys have a great day, a marvelous afternoon, a splendid evening. And remember to just keep swinging.